Good morning. As you head out, we see no major problems on the highways. 95, 295, I-10, and JTB are all presently problem-free. We're expecting around a 60% chance of thunderstorms by the afternoon. The high 92, partly cloudy this evening, then clearing. A 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight, 74 the low, and right now it is 76 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Iran tries to seize a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf. A sanctuary ban bill is now law in Florida, and some Florida cities say they will not enforce that law. And ICE raids deporting illegal aliens will start this weekend.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600. 831-0600 or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday. We got a fast-paced show ready to kick it in. Sit back, enjoy your ride or wherever you're doing as we make morning just a little bit smoother. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. This is Talk Radio WBOB. Let's get to some of the big news out there. As you know, last month, Governor Ron DeSantis signed into law banning sanctuary cities. The left says there is no such thing as a sanctuary city, at least here in the state of Florida, one of those cities that's preparing to have a lawsuit. Of course, no surprise, is down in South Florida. South Miami, the city of South Miami, is prepared to do that. The lawyers are all geared up. And guess who their consultants are? The Southern Poverty Law Center. No surprise by that one.
I am surprised, but I'm not.
So anyway, the law is, of course, designed to have local law enforcement agencies to fully comply with federal immigration detainers and share information with federal immigration authorities. But now the city of Miami says, South Miami says, they will not abide by it. Here is the liberal left, Florida State Representative Democrat Anna Eskenazi says this bill is just unconstitutional because technically, Roger, there are no sanctuary cities.
Fact, there are no sanctuary cities in the state of Florida. And yet the backers of House Bill 527 want you to believe this myth, all in effort to pass legislation that is unconstitutional and dangerous for Floridians. Business owners, farmers, and even some law enforcement officers agree the House Bill 527 is unconstitutional and will do nothing to keep each one of us more safe. This is a nation of immigrants. I am proud to oppose House Bill 527 and encourage all of my legislative colleagues to do the same.
Well, here's my question. If there are no sanctuary cities, then why are they fighting the ban then?
I was thinking that very same thing. If everyone in the country here who's immigrating legally, which we welcome if they follow the law, right, and what is there to complain about then?
Well, you ready for this? You know, conservatives are big about local control. This is what the city of South Miami said. Oh, the state law overrides local authority. According to the city attorneys out there, they say that the problem with this bill in many municipalities in Orlando and Vero Beach and Jacksonville and Orlando, that it could hurt them economically. And there is an issue that they do bring up. They say that people will not come to the city because they're afraid. But they say that one of the areas that they're worried about, that federal agencies may not reimburse the cities for all the detentions. I understand that point.
Okay.
I get that.
Okay.
But they say that they plan to sue the state of Florida, if it's quite possible out there. According to former ICE director Thomas Horn, he says cities like Florida, he goes, we're talking about going after them with the ICE deportations. We're talking about protecting citizens. He says cities like South Miami are protecting criminals.
If you're an alien smuggler and you're smuggling people in this country as a for a living, that's one sales pitch. We can get you to a sanctuary city where that city will help shield you from immigration. So rather than arresting a violent criminal in the safety, security, and privacy of a county jail, we got to go knock on the door. We got to arrest them in the community. So the community's put at risk. Our officers are put at risk.
Yeah, so there you go. He says that these sanctuary cities, Roger, all they do is that they protect those that are here illegal. ICE deportations. Remember, deportations of illegal aliens was supposed to take place a couple weeks back. The president said he stalled it because he wanted to see if Congress can work out a bill. Evidently, that has not really happened to his liking. So Immigrations and Customs Enforcement have said that this coming weekend they plan raids. They're not exactly telling you where. Some of the cities, one of those happens to be here in the state of Florida in Miami. Ken Cuccinelli, the acting director of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, told reporters that the raids are going to happen, but he didn't elaborate on where and how some of this will take place.
This is what ICE is supposed to be doing. This is ICE's central mission is to enforce these orders, and is about a million people in the United States who have removal orders who have not abided by those orders, and that's the pool from which they can choose. And I don't know who they're going to go after, and I don't know where, and that won't be announced beforehand. But it's unfortunate that it's reached a point where it's newsworthy that ICE is doing its job.
He says these are people that have already gotten their papers. Hey, you've overstayed. You got to go unless you re-up or you haven't done it legally by the law. So they are enforcing the law, and he says it's amazing that we have to report that this is news.
Exactly. You know, and it's real easy to comply with the law. Why they don't do that is beyond a lot of people.
And that's not a criticism of ICE. It's a criticism of the circumstances we find ourselves in, swamped at the border where they're backing up the Border Patrol, and where interior enforcement has been frowned upon by...
So there you go. But then again, remember, it's the liberal left that demonizes Border Patrol agents out there saying that, you know, they're a bunch of racists. We don't want to trust girls around them when they're going through puberty. Democrat Congresswoman Frederica Wilson said that last week. Oh, yeah. And then it's nothing but people trying to make a profit as well. But even the Democrats are complaining. Here is Congressman from Arizona, Ruben Gallego. He's a Democrat. He was asked by MSNBC, hey, did you talk to Biden about all these problems? You know, he's running for office. All this that kind of really started under Obama. Even the Democrats say that President Obama created technically this mess that Trump's taken advantage of.
Former Vice President, did you guys in that room take him to task over the deportation policy under the Obama administration?
I believe the deportation policy under President Obama was way too harsh and created the environment that we are now living in. And we don't want to see those mistakes.
You know, when it comes to Medicare for all, when it comes to immigration, Obama and Biden look like a bunch of conservatives, are
exactly
they not?
Exactly. I'm saying, what happened to the Democratic Party? They're now the far left extreme has gotten so far out there, it's making people like Joe Biden look like a moderate.
When it comes to the issue of minimum wage, it's always a big issue. Congress had kicked the can down the road for a few weeks. Any week now, within the next, they're back from their, of course, 4th of July recess. They're supposed to address, bring this up to a bill for a vote for a federal hike in the minimum wage law. And remember last week we talked about that some states and the Democrats say that they want to insert servers out there that are made federal wage beginning at $2.231 an hour. The state of Florida has over $5 an hour. They want to jack that up to $15 an hour. According to Maddie Dubler from the National Taxpayers Union, the minimum wage, according to the Congressional Budget Office, will cost jobs. Oh, by the way, goods and services, the cost will also go up as well.
Some people say that no matter what the cost is, it's worth the public policy change. I would argue otherwise, given what CBO told us yesterday. It told us actually what we already know, which is that if you make something more expensive, you generally get less of it. And CBO said that if you increase the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour, what you'll see is $1.3 million shed as a result of that. Now, and that's always been the question for minimum wage proponents. Why is $15 acceptable and not something like $100? If we're arbitrarily going to assign value to labor, proponents of the minimum wage need to explain why $15 is the appropriate goal for that.
You know? By the way, somebody pointed out to me, have you heard that it's the minimum, not the maximum?
Exactly. And also,
I didn't even think about that.
And also, you know, this is a precursor to Medicare for all, because that's going to come with a massive tax if the Democrats get their way and they have to have money to tax out of your gross
that's a good
income
point. Yeah.
In order to take out to pay for the Medicare for all, what you want to call premiums.
Yeah, that way we can jack up more money and tax them even more. That's
exactly.
Kind of an interesting analysis there.
Now, and the other thing that I think people should keep in mind is that workers are consumers as well. What CBO told us yesterday is that this will increase the cost of consumer goods because businesses have to offset those costs somewhere. So consumers are stand to lose $39 billion in their own income by paying for those increased costs as a result of an increased minimum wage.
And remember, the Congressional Budget Office, depending if you believe them or not, of course, liberals love to believe them when they talk about the Trump deficits. But when it comes to this, you can't buy into the CBO. Mm-hmm. They say 1.3 million jobs will be lost. But then again, Roger, we have an alternative out there, according to the Democrats, that we need to have the minimum wage. But if not, we can, depending on if a state may pass it or whatever, we have a UBI, a universal basic income. Andrew Yang, one of the Democrats, very successful, by the way, tech executive.
Okay.
He says that his universal basic income, called a freedom dividend, will actually, as you heard about trickle-down economics, he goes, it will actually trickle up.
Well, the freedom dividend is actually very pro-work, because putting this money into Americans' hands, that money would circulate over and over through their neighborhoods and communities. It would create more than 2 million jobs around the country, and would also recognize a lot of the work that's being done in our families and communities that is not being recognized by the market. That money doesn't disappear. It goes into our hands, the hands of the American people. It builds a
The money doesn't disappear. It might disappear from taxpayers,
maybe.
It
goes into our hands, the hands of the American people. It builds a trickle-up economy from families and communities and neighborhoods up, and local businesses and Main Street economies would be much stronger as a result.
I wish one of these individuals could tell me, to give me something in the last 80 years where more of this giving out there as a welfare dole has increased a lot of revenue and increased jobs as a benefit to the taxpayers.
Exactly.
Because you can't tell me the New Deal. That certainly didn't work.
Well, here's the deal. You know, I'm listening to this, you know, his explanation of his, quote, freedom dividend. This is putting the entire country on welfare. You and I will be getting a welfare check if he has his way. Am I correct?
Just take out the DOM, and he calls it a free. It ain't a free dividend. I can promise you that.
Exactly. And will people have incentive to go to work every day if they're getting paid anyway?
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 831. Freedom dividend. Don't you just love the term? Actually, the term is better than the actuality of probably what you may or may not get in the cost of the taxpayer.
I'm open to new ideas and looking, at least listening to what he has to say. But I say if something as radical as that, it needs to be test marketed somewhere first.
Well, I totally agree with you. And also tell me, how do you plan to pay for it?
Exactly. You're going to tax the 100% of everything you're going to give out. All it's going to do is waste paper.
Coming up next, you do know in Florida we've had problems with red tide and algae bloom. According to some of the climate sciences out there, you ready for this? Red tide is not caused by man. Instead, it's caused by Mother Nature here in the state of Florida. By the way, a city wants to ban Pledge of Allegiance because they say it discriminates against other people.
Where do I find these clips?
Some people think I make this stuff up. 14 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
On the roads, no problems to report. 295, I-95, JTB, and I-10 are all problem-free.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. One of the biggest changes we've seen in fine jewelry over the last 25 years has been the growth of jewelry designers. At Underwoods, we're the leader, bringing to North Florida the best names in designer jewelry. In fact, we carry designer lines in a similar way to how clothing stores carry designer labels. The difference is that jewelry designers have to be a little more timeless in their presentations, because nobody wants to buy a fine piece of jewelry only to find out the next year it's gone out of style. That's why you'll find at Underwoods the best of the jewelry designer names, those that are tried and true and popular. Names like David Yerman, Roberto Coyne, John Hardy, Marco Bichigo, Jude Francis, Lagos, Ippolita, and a lot more are all available right now at Underwoods. So if you want the best looks in designer jewelry, stop by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in, and like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people, and if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different, and as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
We're planning on around a 60% chance of rain by the afternoon and a high of 92. This evening, early clouds and clearing, a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight, 74 the low, and right now it is 76 here at WBOB.
Financial issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Clay County School Board members say they will sue to get the half-cent sales tax resolution on this year's ballot. A majority of Americans say racial segregation persists across the U.S. And the Congressional Budget Office says a federal minimum wage increase will cost the economy over a million jobs.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Let's continue on with the news. I'm your host, Ed Dean, the new Green Deal. The environment, is it all manufactured crisis out there? As you do know, Florida does have a little bit of different of environmental concerns than the nation. We do have runoff. We do have things where we have to clean up the St. John's River, the Indian River lagoons, and areas like that. We'll get to that in a moment, but according to the left, even by climate scientists out there, that we need to mobilize like a World War II, like we did to battle the Nazis. Oh, wait till we hear
this. Because we only have 12 years.
12 years, yeah. Maybe only 10 years, but 12 years, at least 12 years, Obi-Wan, to change it. We need the rebellion. Anyway, climate scientist Michael Mann is calling for a World War type of a mobilization, like we did against the Nazis, to address climate change.
All the 2020 presidential candidates are offering their version of a climate plan. But in your expertise, do you believe that something of the level and scale of the Green New Deal is where we must be?
Yeah, I mean, the argument has been made that this is what we need is a World War II-like mobilization, right?
And you agree with that?
Absolutely. I mean, Nazi Germany represented a threat to the world. Climate change represents a threat to the world.
In fact, according to some, Roger, it represents a bigger threat to the world.
A threat to humanity. It's the greatest challenge we face.
Wow.
We do need a World War type mobilization. And that means, you know, putting in place incentives to move our economy as quickly as we can away from fossil fuels to renewable energy. Now, how we do that, there's a legitimate policy debate to be had about how we do that. But there isn't a legitimate debate to be had.
This is the question I would ask. If you're trying to mix in history, mm-hmm. By the way, if you're going to go after the South Florida principal down there not talking about the Holocaust, maybe these guys should be fired as well. You know, their revision.
Yeah.
Nobody ever calls these people out. And remember, they're all out there saying that the climate, the global warming, now known as climate change, is the biggest threat ever, bigger than what happened in 9/11, bigger than World War II. Nobody calls these individuals out on this.
Exactly, and obviously they've met behind closed doors and decided this is going to be our talking point.
Because yeah.
Alexandria Cortez was using similar language yesterday in a clip, calling it our world war. So, you know, obviously they're all, you know, on the same page there.
They, the president is wrong for rolling back all of these. Here's the point that I want to bring up. According to this climate scientist, he has said that the Trump administration is actively seeking to dismantle 50 years of environmental protection. Can I ask a question? If we've had 50 years of environmental protection, then why are we worse off than we've ever been before?
You have a very, very good point there. They're supposed to be protecting us for decades. And now we got 12 years left. They didn't do a good job at it, apparently.
But, you know, in the state of Florida, we do have algae problems, Roger. We've had red tide has been around for years. There's always a big debate.
Right.
About red tide, whether it is. By the way, red tide, we've had it in many municipalities down from St. Lucie County, which is just north of Palm Beach, to outside, I think, of Jacksonville, maybe certain other areas.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard certain reports also in the West Coast and around Naples. And is it caused by Mother Nature or is it caused by man? According to Michael Crosby, a board director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, better known as NOAA.
Okay.
These are guys that look at the science and talk about all the global warming. He says actually red tide isn't caused by man. This was a question asked by Fox News' Dana Perino.
So you don't cancel
your vacation. Humans are causing some of this.
Yeah.
Can humans solve some of this? We can be careful about what we put into the water, but are there other ways or innovations that can help?
And there's been some great breakthroughs in the state of Florida just in the past several months in terms of the red tide, the Karenia brevis, which is a devastating harmful algal bloom. It's naturally occurring. The Spanish explorers documented it. It's been going on for but humans do not cause this red tide.
So the Spanish explorers. Now, folks, that's hundreds of years out there. Spanish explorers documented all this. They reported, just in case some of you out there, one more time.
Piranha brevis, which is a devastating harmful algal bloom. It's naturally occurring. The Spanish explorers documented it. It's been going on for
does
a
it
long
hurt the-
but humans do not cause this red tide.
Roger, let me ask you this. There has been a criticism that the Republicans don't care about the environment. I think when you talk about the environment in Florida, about water runoff,
okay,
about pesticides, you know, we've covered this sort of many times about where somebody owned a half acre of property along the river, and then they dump a whole acre full
right.
of pesticide in order to take care of certain weeds or to protect their lawn out there. This is a different area. I think a lot of conservatives need to, I would suggest that they understand that water runoff, the environment, your drinking water, is not the same as the climate change that the left is talking about.
Absolutely not. And Florida has been extremely responsible, even under Republican administration, with conservation. You know, it was the state of
right.
Florida that repopulated Louisiana with their official state bird because of our conservation policies
right.
that allowed their bird to flourish here.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong. By the way, conservationist is a good term.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hey, listen, if we're going to knock down some trees, we replant trees
exactly.
out there. You don't go kill everything in sight. You take care of the environment when you go out hunting. You take care of the property out there. But then again, I think the environmental crowd has really gone off on the far left
yes.
out there. I mean, for example, do we have some areas where we have flooding in South Florida? They say it's all because of the environment. That could be some debatable. But folks, another reason why is, which you have reported on, we haven't redone our sewer system for 50 to 60 years with so much baggage and sludge,
right.
it causes flooding in the streets.
And that is not because our air conditioning is on during the summertime.
Touche. Joe Biden said, you remember a couple of days back? Again, the moderate Joe Biden. I don't think you can call Joe Biden a liberal now, according to the left. The moderate Joe Biden. He says he would bring back the individual mandate. Was being asked about Obamacare. He says, Medicare for all is a bad idea. In fact, Obamacare is great, and the two cannot exist together.
Get rid of the ACA. Medicare for all cannot exist with the ACA.
It cannot, and that's why I'm opposed to any Republican who wants to dismantle it or any Democrat who wants to dismantle it. The idea that you're going to come along and take the most significant thing that happened that any president has tried to do and that got done and dismantle it makes no sense to me.
Four out of the-
Starting over would be, I think, a sin.
They say you're either all in or it's half measures that don't work.
Well, let me tell you something. I noticed the measures and the Affordable Care Act worked pretty well. Put 20 million people back and gave them health care.
Yeah.
100 million people who had pre-existing conditions.
You know, 100 million people who had pre-existing conditions? Really?
Notice none of them are saying they want to do away with any of that.
Yeah, I mean, so it put 20 people. No, it forced a lot of people to get on health care. By the way, just for a little bit of math, I love talking about Obamacare and the failures. Because the math doesn't add up. We were told there were, 30 to 40 more million Americans that have health care, right?
Okay.
But they got over 70 million hits. So if 40 to 50, the numbers can fluctuate. So at many times, and remember, there isn't 20 million Americans on it right now. Actually, those numbers have gone down.
Right.
But if there was 14 to 15 million, do the math. If 40 to 50 million were uninsured, but only 15 million signed up, that's less than 50%.
Mm-hmm.
So evidently, the law isn't working.
Yeah.
So I guess, Roger, since the law isn't working, maybe we need to go down for a Medicare
People
for
looked at it and said, never mind. I think I'll pass.
Yeah, on that one. The Pledge of Allegiance. I didn't realize the Pledge of Allegiance is discriminating. In one town, St. Louis Park, Minnesota, city council leaders are saying that it's discriminating against some people. And in fact, are you ready for this, Roger?
Yeah.
We want to create an environment as a diverse environment that would not have any type of controversy, because evidently the pledge causes controversy. Fox News' Lawrence Jones went out to the city and talked to people in their reaction here.
In St. Louis Park, they're getting rid of the Pledge of Allegiance before the city council meeting.
Right.
How do you feel about that?
Pretty horrible, because isn't it a government? Aren't we part of a government that we should be doing that?
It should be up to the city, and I think people have a right to express their opinions about it.
I don't have to say the Pledge of Allegiance. I want respect being taught to people, whether they're saying...
Did you hear? She, this lady actually opposes a Pledge of Allegiance for a government meeting.
Well, against the United States Pledge of Allegiance.
Here.
I want respect being taught to people, whether they're saying words, it's more action.
So St. Louis Park City Council say that the Pledge of Allegiance isn't diverse enough. Do you agree with that?
No, I think it is real diversity. Everyone understand it, and they know what we fought for.
I really think it is. I think that we can all identify as Americans, and we all really have the same true values, and at the heart of that is democracy.
They say it's not reflective of the values of the community. It's not diverse enough. How do you feel about that?
I may be old school, but I'm not sure I agree.
Councilmember Ann Mavity, who sponsored the rule, says that she didn't think the pledge was necessary, especially for non-citizens out there. So now you want to get rid of a prayer, and now you want to get rid of the Pledge of Allegiance because it discriminates against other people. You guys thought I made these clips up, didn't you?
Yeah.
So I want to play more of this on the other side. Wait till you hear some of the other clips here in just a few moments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 831-0600, 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
And there are no accidents, backups, or broken down cars that we see in the area at the present time.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Join Greg Gutfeld at the Florida Theater November 16th for an unforgettable evening of hilarious, insightful, and engaging conversation from today's headline news and topics from his New York Times bestseller, The Gutfeld Monologue. November 16th at the Florida Theater. Greg Gutfeld, plus special guest Tom Shalhoub taking questions from the crowd. Join them as they host a book signing and meet and greets. Tickets on sale at the Florida Theater Friday, July 12th at 10 a.m. or online at floridatheater.com. Don't miss Greg Gutfeld live.
Coming up on the Tuesday edition of America First, we'll check in with Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch to talk about Hillary Clinton and her conflicting stories about her classified emails. We'll have Sinclair's chief political commentator Boris Epstein on the media's reaction to the Trump-Kim Jong-un meeting. Plus, Karen Watson will share with us what it's like to be black and a Republican. All that and more coming up on America First with me, Sebastian Gorka.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights, 6 till 9 p.m. on WBOB.
Plan on about a 60% chance of thunderstorms today, a high of 92. This evening, partly cloudy, a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight. 74 will be the low. Right now, it is 76 at WBOB.
Coming up next, the majority of Americans think that racial segregation is a problem. Well, duh. And they believe it still exists. Oh, but it does. But is it coming from the right or coming from the left? 831-0600. Always enjoy hearing from you in the mornings. Well, part of the conversation, folks. Your calls are up next. 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio. AM 600. 101.1 FM. WBOB.
69. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. They're battening down the hatches along the Gulf Coast, preparing for what could become tropical storm, even possibly Hurricane Barry in the coming days. Parts of New Orleans already underwater, swamped by flash flooding. It's been a brief standoff between British and Iranian naval vessels near the Persian Gulf. The British Navy says it prevented three Iranian vessels from intercepting a British oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. Handing President Trump a significant legal win, a federal appeals court has tossed out a lawsuit accusing Mr. Trump of illegally profiting off the presidency through his luxury hotel in Washington. Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. Dow futures up 54 points, S&P futures better by 6, NASDAQ futures up 20 points. More details at srnnews.com.
We see no accidents, no backups, and no broken down cars on the major highways, 295, JTB, I-10, and Butler Boulevard, all looking okay right now. 60% chance of rain today. We'll see a high of 92. This evening, partly cloudy with about a 20% chance of showers. Overnight, the low 74. Right now, it is 76 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A sanctuary ban bill is now law in Florida, and some Florida cities say they will not enforce that law. ICE raids deporting illegal aliens will start this weekend. and Iran tries to seize a British oil tanker in the Persian Gulf.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Hey, you know, I had to go to Tallahassee. I go to Tallahassee about once a week after the morning show. I got to meet with clients, and I get back sometimes 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. And so I had to go over there yesterday. I was talking with some elected officials and some lobbyists about some of the big things coming up in Tallahassee, some of the big national issues and whatever, you know. And Tallahassee has a homeless problem. So does Jacksonville.
Okay.
And when I watch all these reports coming from L.A., where we spend more money, we've got problems in San Antonio. Have you ever noticed, except for the city of Jacksonville, And whatever your position is about Mayor Lenny Curry, I don't think any, this is one of the things I wish it was talked about in the election this past year. Nobody seems to talk about homeless problems. The homeless. Oh, it's too busy about spending money on mental health. Okay, I don't know. But why aren't we helping these people go get a job? And the point I'm getting, why is the majority of these cities run by Democrats got the worst homeless problems ever before?
You know what? That's a very, very good point. And of course, the poster child of Democrat-run cities with these horrible, you know, problems, despite the fact that they've instituted these social programs, Detroit, Michigan.
Well, yeah.
You would think that's a third world country.
Yeah, I mean, if all the jobs are out there, then why don't we have a homeless problem? And I think a lot of people, I know some of my friends will disagree with me. A lot of these people, it is their fault it is this way. Some of them choose to be this way. When somebody's out there on the corner of Bay Meadows or University Boulevard and I-95, and you sit back and go, man, that's a young-looking person. Why are they not getting the job? But they want to stand here. And you know what? You guys can do whatever you want. But I wonder, why are these people getting money? And I look at some of you, why are you giving them money? It's kind of like saying, well, Republicans are against all these tax increases. But yet the Republicans are supporting all the tax increases when it comes to for the kids.
Yeah. Well, I don't think it's as clear cut as that. I think drugs is an issue. I believe that mental health is an issue.
Someone's forcing it on them?
Well, I think if someone is introduced to drugs at a young age, they're curious, they're immature, they make dumb decisions, and now they're addicted. You can't. If you're addicted to drugs, it's like having it forced upon you.
Yeah, but Roger, that's kind of like saying, well, I was raised in the South. Pardon the English folks, I'm being stereotyped here, and I'm not trying to make fun of you. I'm from Florida, so I can say this. It's, if anybody's got a slang, this is what the left says, and it's kind of like the old, well, I was raised in the South where my parents were racist. Well, folks, that doesn't give you an excuse to be a racist in your 20s. And for those of you in the black community, it doesn't give you, for those of you that are 30 and 40s, I preface this, I said I'm being stereotypical now. Okay. This doesn't represent everybody. To sit back and say, well, you know, we all have this racial, we have segregation. Folks, we don't have these problems. I'm going to get to the poll here in a moment on that. What I'm saying is that just because something happened as a child doesn't give you an example or a defense of why you believe this way down the road. A lot of views change. Well, you know, because of the background of why I was raised, and I know many of those in poor black and white communities that are now got 3.5 getting scholarships to universities here in Florida, and they don't sit there and cry about their background. Yeah, but I'm saying it's a weak excuse these days. Get over it.
The point I was making, though, with drug addiction, it's so compelling.
You just said when it happens when they're younger, has an effect 30 to 40 years later?
They can stay on drugs, yeah, and their body craves it. They just can't say no.
Do you tell the people that have gotten off of it?
What did you do? And then they end up going, say, okay, I went through this program. I went through City Rescue Mission.
Well, the Roger, you just gave, which we're big supporters of on this radio show and this company.
Uh-huh.
You just gave the example of people being able to get off of that.
How many people there on the corners know about them, though? They need to be educated.
Roger, come on. They all know about this stuff. Everybody knows there are shelters out there. Everybody. If you don't believe me, when you get a cold front that comes through here and the weather's like we had, 2 years ago, snow here in Jacksonville, everybody knew about the schools and shelters to keep people, the homeless people warm. They all know about it.
Okay.
I understand where you come from. I just saying with that argument, my friend, I'm just saying you give people an argument to defend their ridiculous beliefs 20 years down the road because they say, well, I was raised that way.
Yeah, I just think
that's
that,
all I'm
you
saying.
Know, I get that. Maybe I have a little more of a compassionate streak, and I think
no,
people
I have a
help.
Compassion, but nobody ever looks out for the individual's back pocket who's paying for all this stuff. You know what I'm saying? Nobody looks out. Well, we got to. I am with you on this. Well, listen, the phones are lighting up, so evidently I said something. Anyway, 831-0600, 831-0600. Let's go to line one. Let's go to James. Hey, James, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, great show as usual. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. What are you up so early
thank
for
you
this
for
morning?
For allowing us the platform.
What are you up so early for? Are you going on your way to work?
Yeah, no, not yet. About a half hour. Hey, I told Roger that I wanted to talk about one thing, but I'll tell you what, I'm going to switch the subject.
Talk about whatever you want. Go ahead.
I'd rather talk about the Florida environment. I just feel like I'm more, you know, I've got more more experience there. I mean, the left in Florida, I don't care about the rest of the country, but Florida definitely has its unique environmental challenges, but most of the challenges in Florida are really caused by, you know, irresponsible citizens and sometimes by state government.
Correct.
To allow, for example, let's start in South Florida. South Florida just had a Burmese python roundup in the Florida Everglades. Because,
Another one, right?
Down there you have Australian pine that was brought in, Brazilian pepper. You know, the list goes on and on. Central Florida, not so bad. Central Florida, like North Florida, basically deforestation and urban sprawl are probably the biggest issues in water quality. But most of what I'm trying to get at is, okay, you know, in 2010 they stopped the sale of exotic species in Florida, but it's too late. The iguanas. Now they're having iguana roundups down in South Florida.
All right, but I'm talking more about water runoff and the problems we have in the Glades and the St. John's River and the Indian River lagoons out there.
Oh, you know, and let's talk about that. I believe that the HOAs are actually, you know, they're getting on, and some of the HOAs are penalizing the residents for using, you know, overuse of pesticides.
Right.
You know, that's a big one.
I agree.
Yeah, you know, overuse of pesticides. But we got to give Governor DeSantis, I mean, he is trying to tackle these water quality problems.
Yeah, I got to get right. A lot of the people want to weigh in. I agree with you. The governor's doing a good job. Now, folks, what I'm trying to tell you, and I've covered this for years as a reporter, this is not a climate change issue. What's happening here locally in the state of Florida is a much different environment than what you perceive by the liberal left. We have water runoff through the pesticides. We have our cities that are not cleaning out their sludge. We've got cities that have not revamped their sewer system out there. And then they're all blaming on water rising tides, on global warming. I'm sorry, folks. It's not the same. We've got to take care of our environment. If we have runoff, instead of all my friends out there that are talking about jacking up a tax to clean up the environment, first off, they can't tell you what that money's going to spend on, which is jack up the tax.
Right.
Give me some solutions on how you plan to clean it up. Are you going to have more oyster beds, man-made oyster beds, to siphon off all the garbage that goes into the water? That is a great free market
idea. I love oysters, but you talk about garbage and oysters, man, it ruins my appetite.
Wow. Well, so that's what I'm saying. It's a much different environment. We need to be good stewards of the environment.
Yes.
But according to what the left wants to do, it's just all hyperbole. It's just a bunch of
It's all because of the aviation industry. Shut down air
travel. Oh, yeah,
and
all the cows out there.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gene. Hey, Gene, good morning. Thank you for calling in. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Gene, can you turn your radio down? I hear an echo.
Okay, just a second.
Thanks.
At least she's blasting us loud, which is important to do, except for when you're on the air.
I know. I should have walked a long way just to shut that radio down.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, no problem. Go ahead.
The thing I'm listening to this morning, y'all were talking about they're starting to rage this weekend. You know, that, as a black person, that kind of scares me because, you know, they did the same thing when they made us slaves. So what's going on? Did they, like, burn the Constitution? Because if you really look at it factually, nobody in this country is from this country except the people who were born here, because the people who came here took this country. So when people say, I want to protect my country from the criminals and crooks of Mexico, but if you look at the news, all the serial killers are white, everybody that's been killing people are white, all the people killing black people in churches are white, they're not Mexican. So I don't understand when people keep saying they're criminals, they're this, they're that. We have our own homegrown criminals, Jeffrey Dahmer, all of them, and none of them were Mexican. So I don't understand that protect our borders. Protect them from who?
Tell me who's so I didn't see this as a race issue. Tell me who's doing the majority. Well, hold on. Who's doing the majority of shootings in the Northwest Quadrant in Jacksonville? Is that white community coming in there doing that?
Darling, I already know what my dumbass people do sometimes.
All right.
And I don't know why they do what they do.
Right. But Gene, you got nothing to worry about. Gene, what they're saying is this is the hardcore. We're not talking about somebody who's might have skipped their visa, and I think we need to revamp those. They're talking about the hardcore criminals. They know who they are. That's who they claim they're going to go after. That's what at least they're saying.
But that's BS, because when you blanket everyone. You don't say, we want the criminals. How do you know who's a criminal?
They know. They've sent them notices. They said, hey, guys, you need to deport. We're coming after you.
That's like the movie Siege. You burn the Constitution to do what the hell you want to anybody you want to. So what's next? They're going to round up black folks?
No, wait. First off, they have no constitutional rights if they're here illegally.
Well, nobody does except for the people who were born and raised here.
Well, if you're born and raised here, you have nothing to worry about. And by the way, who's rounding up black people? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about when white folks came over here and took this country from another race. That's what I'm talking about. And then y'all sitting here talking about, we don't want this to happen to our country. We don't want this to happen to our country. But y'all stole this country.
And if we stole it, then who did the Indians steal it from?
This was their country.
Ah, no, they got it from somebody, didn't they? All right. Well, listen, I like you calling in. I mean, I need a little humor this morning. We differ, but you know, she and I get along. It's fine. We have a good conversation. See, Gene and I, she didn't call me any names.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't call her. See, that's what I differ with her, but it's a conversation. Yeah, I'm
exactly.
Glad we have these.
It's important to have the conversation. Love it, the fact she's listening. But in addition to the crime element, and there's a street gang, MS-13. They're notorious, primarily on the West Coast, that are terrorizing people who are living here, including their fellow Hispanics.
But they
don't even belong here because they're Americans.
But who is? What I'm saying is, these are people that will be deported. I don't know black people being deported.
No, absolutely. We're going to send them. That's where they're born here. They have just the right as being here as
anyone
else.
That's what I'm saying. I was confused by the comparison.
But in addition to the crime, it's also the economic impact. If people are coming here illegally across the border, they are, in a sense, taking jobs away from people who are here legally because they don't have to pay them as much because they're being paid under the table, pennies on the dollar, what they'd have to pay an American.
904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Can I ask a question here? This is what I'm getting emails this morning. Why are Republicans not concerned enough about the environment? That's the question I'm getting. 831-0600. How many of you are, quote, climate deniers out there? Why do you think that many Republicans out there don't buy into the whole global warming things out there, or even local environment? I'd like to hear your view. Why? Give me your pros and cons. Let's go to George. Hey, George, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. You brought up another thing. The presidents who passed the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act were Republicans.
Right.
And the second thing I want to bring up
That's a good point. That's a good point.
San Diego has a Republican mayor, and he's about the only one in California that's solving the homeless problem in his city. And he's doing two things. Number one, he set up places for the homeless to store their goods, their stuff, instead of pushing around in carts. And the second thing he's done is not just a hiring place, but he has counseling places to help the homeless change their thinking and their life so that they will go back to work.
You know, what if we sat back and said, if you wanted the panhandle in Northeast Florida, if you want a panhandle in Jacksonville, then fine. You got to do community service. We'll let you panhandle for 15 hours a week. You got to give us 20 hours a week of work or community service. See how many homeless people would go along with that.
I agree, and the solution is you change what's between their ears. You help them change their thinking and what they're doing in life, and you will solve the homeless problem.
All right. George, good to talk this morning. Always enjoy hearing your views out there. Nobody cares about mine. I just like hearing yours. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. 800-800-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
And we see no accidents, no backups, and no broken down cars on any of our major highways this morning.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Hey, Steve. What's going on, Tanner? It's just another wonderful day at the New Balance store. Working with clientele who have specific footwear needs is really rewarding to me. With all the styles, sizes, and widths we carry and the iStep scanner for the perfect fit, we expect everyone to leave with a smile on their face. Plus, I didn't even mention the one-on-one customer service that we offer.
I know. That's why I'm a repeat customer at the New Balance store. Now show me that new 990 V5 I've been hearing about, and some clothing to match.
Experience the difference at the New Balance store, where their highly trained specialists measure every aspect of your foot and gait for a custom fit like you've never had before. The New Balance store carries sizes from 5 to 18 and widths from 2A to 6E, with a huge selection of styles and colors recommended by healthcare professionals. The New Balance store in Orange Park at 1871 Wells Road, across from the Orange Park Mall, is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. And in Jacksonville at 10095 Beach Boulevard, a half mile east of Southside Boulevard. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 till 6. Get the perfect fit at the New Balance store.
Florida controls the destiny of this nation, and we live on the front lines in the fight for America. Our votes, our actions will determine our future. We are the battleground.
Tune in this Friday at 5 when Karen and Jim's guests will be State Representative Cord Byrd and Attorney Rod Sullivan talking about immigration issues and the citizenship question in the 2020 census.
Tune in to Battleground News with Karen Morton and Jim Davis right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1 WBOB.
We're expecting around a 60% chance of rain today, a high of 92 degrees. This evening will be cloudy and a 1 in 5 chance of rain is expected. 74 the low, right now 76 here at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A majority of Americans say racial segregation persists across the U.S. Congressional Budget Office says a federal minimum wage increase will cost the economy over a million jobs. And the Clay County School Board members say they will sue to get the half-cent sales schools tax resolution on this year's ballot.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling a new number, 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
49 minutes after 6 a.m. I'm your host, Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. By the way, to Gene's point, which we have made, and Roger, if I misstate anything, Roger will correct me.
If I catch it or...
Yeah, rightfully so. And Roger's been a good friend of mine for years. Yeah. But I mean, we've always sat back and said that when people try to make crime or shootings as a race issue... I don't.
Yes, that's true.
I mean, to her point, she's exactly right. The majority of shootings that have taken place, like, for example, mass shootings, have been done by those in the white community, not in the black community.
You have defended black schools and the safety that they see there over places like Parkland.
The reason why I say this is because if there's guns in a school for teachers, the left says, oh, the first group of people that'll get shot are black people. I'm like, well, wait a second. Black people are not shooting up schools. Now, there is a problem in the inner cities, black-on-black crime. But that's in a different area. But when we talk to, that has nothing to do with race, but people try to make it a race issue. So thank you. I mean, I'm all about that one, covering that one, because dispel the myths out there. 831-0600. Yeah, why not put, you know, if homeless people want to go out and panhandle, fine, give me 20 hours worth of community service. I'll let you make, you know what, Roger, it's a brilliant idea. It's like base salary plus compensation, plus commission. So I'll give you a base salary, 20 hours a week. The base salary
offer a product or service. At least sell vegetables that you've grown somewhere.
By the way, the greatest salespeople would be homeless people. Why? Because they're used to rejection. Not getting that tip on the side of the road, not getting that money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just telling you, if homeless people here in North Florida want to go out And they want to sit back and say, well, hey, I want to be able to panhandle. Fine. Give me community service here in your city here in the state of Florida. And guess what? That's your base salary. You can keep all the commissions. On top of that, we won't even tax you. Maybe we should tax them enough, you know, to fix some of the homeless problems out there. Let's go to Lawrence. Hey, Lawrence, good morning. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm doing all right. How y'all doing?
Good. What's going on?
Great.
Just talking about immigration, and I think y'all brought it up before, but everybody keeps talking about the criminals coming across the border, the gang members and so forth and so on. But when they cross the border, they become criminals because they've broken the law. Right?
Correct. But they say it's not the level. They're misdemeanors, which is, you know, getting pulled over by a cop. But now coming back again after you've been deported, now that creates it's a felony.
Well, there you go. We don't know how many felons are in that group. But
true.
Yeah, as far as getting pulled over by the law, I speed almost every morning probably.
So do I.
Yeah. Criminals, just criminals.
Yeah, you get on 295. If you're not doing 75, there's something wrong with you. But anyhow.
Stop.
But, but then if you get caught, I mean, you were doing something wrong, you pay the piper.
Yeah.
But if you don't respect that law initially, then, and it goes back to, we're going to pick and choose which laws we want you to obey.
Correct. Yeah. And by the way, Lawrence, Lawrence is correct, because every morning when I get up, when I come from my big mansion in Ponte Vedra,
mm-hmm.
along where Roger lives, I have to come up 295, and nobody's doing 60. They're all doing 70, 75. So when I get on the exit. But Rogers, they're not going after the soft criminals, folks. They're going after those that have broken the law and flagrant. Was that what the right word?
Fragrant. You got
I got ice in my mouth, so forgive me my enunciation.
Fragrantly.
Flagrantly. Openly, blatantly.
Yeah,
breaking the law. And again, we're going after the hardcore criminal. It's not like we're going after the average Joe.
And a lot of times they know who they are because they've been arrested by local law enforcement who did not detain them for ICE.
Let's go to Sean, who's on line one. Hey, Sean, good morning. Thanks for calling in. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, guys. Again, thanks for what you do every day.
Thank you.
But I wanted to answer your question about why Republicans, I'm an independent, but I'm conservative-minded, don't care about the environment. So I care very much. I grew up here in the beaches and lakes. The problem is, since the 80s, first it was the ice age, then it was global warming, and now it's extreme climate change. And every time it's like AOC, 12 years, you're going to die, to turn over the greatest form of economy and governments known to mankind. You know, that's what they're asking for, and it's never – climate change is a no-brainer. It's going to happen. But I do think we need to be good stewards, but it doesn't mean we give away the greatest invention in mankind, a form of governance and economy, to these socialists.
That's right. I appreciate the call. I mean, why is it – but here's the problem. I agree with Sean's. I agree with his thinking that they just want to take, but they're not going to tell us what the solutions are.
Yeah.
But when we talk about the environment here in the state of Florida, it is not the same as the climate change. But then again, this has been so verbally abused as that Republicans think anything that with the word environment is just it's like holy water to a vampire.
Once they hear the word environment, they instantly think global warming.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do
with
it.
And that type of attitude has it has to be changed.
Or you're drinking too much sweet tea because of the sugar industry.
Interesting there. 831. Well, they all blame the sugar industry for all the problems out there. Yeah. It's a big debate with those guys. U.S. sugar. 831-0600 Talk Radio, WBOB.
And currently we see no accidents, no backups, and no broken down cars on any of our major highways.
Hi, this is Ed Dean, along with Roger Henderson. Our dear friend, Teresa Ross, is leading a group of friends from the radio station on a tour of the Holy Land this fall, and you are invited to join her on this trip of a lifetime.
Imagine seeing the places we read about in the Bible, visiting the Garden of Gethsemane, getting baptized in the Jordan River, the same river where Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, and visiting the city of Jerusalem.
Thanks, guys. I'd love for you to come with me to the Holy Land in late October. Our tour will be professionally guided by Christian Expedition. It goes from October 28th through November 6th, a 10-day trip there in Israel. And they're going to show us all the important sites, explain their significance, answer our questions as we experience the land of the Bible. If you want to find out more about that, all you have to do is call this number right now, 904-831-TRIP, 904-831-TRIP. I really hope you can go.
The Wright brothers, Laurel and Hardy, Ben and Jerry. History has shown that the right partner can make all the difference. The right partner provides expertise in the craft and the experience to deliver amazing results. Thomas & Associates in Jacksonville has been providing families with insurance guidance for almost 50 years. American Integrity Insurance is proud to partner with Dan Tuckman and the team at Thomas & Associates, providing Jacksonville with reliable, affordable home insurance, boaters insurance, golf cart coverage, and more. At American Integrity, we're Floridians too, so we know the unique challenges Florida homeowners face. And we have the financial strength to help you when you need us most. Couple that strength and experience with hardworking local agents like Dan, and you've got a partnership you can count on. Give Dan a call at 904-730-3900 and see how easy and affordable switching your home coverage to American Integrity can be.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to
get
lose.
Get a two-pack of MyPillow's premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-950-9024. Use promo code WBOB.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
There's a 60% chance of rain with thunderstorms today, high of 92. This evening will be partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight and a low of 74. Right now, 76 at WBOB.
All right, let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ed. Hey, what is the definition of a mass shooting?
I don't know. I'm more about the street definition, but I don't know. What's the textbook definition?
Well, no, I don't know, because, I mean, you know, I heard you say that, you know, mass shootings are committed by white people.
Correct.
Schools. That's incorrect, because...
In the schools.
You know,
I'm correct, in the schools.
Oh, yeah, well, okay, school shootings, okay. But, you know, there's probably, if you look at the local news across the country, in Chicago alone, you know, I would... consider a mass shooting where more than one person
True.
Is shot by a perpetrator.
I agree.
Probably.
I totally agree.
In the same criminal incident, too.
Yeah, I would agree. Yeah. In certain cities, yeah. But when you look at a lot of the mass shootings that have taken place at churches and things like that, it's not happened by those in the black community.
Movie theaters. School.
Yeah. It's done by those in the white community. I'm just telling you what the numbers are, folks. Hey, Joe, thanks for the call. Hour number two coming up next. This is Talk Radio WBOB.